Mr. Light, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Are you guys good and pissed this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you describe it.
Brady said he was pissed. Brady said he was kind of angry the other day. I kind of liked that. I kind of enjoyed that. I mean, did you get really angry, or was it just too much candy on Halloween?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you lose a game like that. Yeah, you get a little, you get very upset. I mean, that's not an easy thing to go through. It's not an easy week. It's not something that you want to ever get used to. So, yeah, I mean, I think you could categorize it as getting a little upset, angry, pissed, if you will.
I'm not asking you to speak for anybody else. We know we saw some penalties from false starts from Vollmer, from Solder, from Mankins, a couple from Mankins is a surprise, and from you. In your situation, was it the noise that got to you? What was the problem? Because I've never seen the Patriots in a game like that have so many false start penalties.
You know, it always comes down to a couple things when it comes to false starts. And, you know, I'm not going to speak to any one of them in particular, but the two things it always comes back to is communication and concentration. And if you can't concentrate, you know, on whatever the snap count is, if you can't hold your water, if you can't, you know, be mentally tough enough to hang in there for the duration, you're gonna have those things pop up. And then, you know, secondarily to that is the communication end of the, you know, we all got to be on the same page, and, you know, we got to know what the count is, you know, so that we can execute it properly.
The coming on after the bye, in the past, that's always been an advantage for you guys. It's been an advantage for a lot of teams. You look at teams after the bye this year, and the record is dismal. Do you think it has anything to do with a little extra time off during the break? Why would it be so different, the records?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how far, you know, we have to dive into, you know, the stat category to find a time where it was like this. But, I mean, it's like anything else, you know. I mean, I'm not sure there really is anything that you can directly correlate to, you know, the wins and losses that we're experiencing this year. And you know, do I think it's the time? No. Do I think it's there's a million factors. I mean, I just don't think I don't think you can pinpoint. I think everybody wants to look for that one thing that'll explain it all, but there isn't one thing. I mean, it's a combination of things. It's, you know, who you're playing. It's being on the road versus being at home. I mean, there's a million things you can draw up. At the end of the day, for whatever reason, teams aren't getting it done.
Hey, Matt, generally speaking, are the Giants able to generate pressure with just their main four pass rushers, just their defensive line?
Definitely. Sure.
Is that unique to be able to generate the level of pressure they do, 26 sacks, 8.5 for Pierre-Paul, with just sending four guys?
Yeah, it definitely is. They've got guys across that front that can all make plays, and that is rare. Maybe not in the sense of certain aspects of the game, but these guys can literally, when it comes to the passing game, they have playmakers across that entire front, and they've got depth at that as well. So, you know, whether it's, you know, one of the young guys stepping up and making big plays for them, or, you know, some of the guys have been there for a long time. I mean, these guys are very adept at, you know, catching an edge or, you know, putting multiple moves out there to get guys off balance, and, you know, they can put a lot of pressure on a quarterback in a hurry.
Microphone's off, Tommy.
Sorry, guy. Hey, what do you give up as a defensive line when you have such an attacking style? I mean, are they more susceptible against the run in your experience? I mean, if they're coming that hard upfield to be gashed by draws or screens or anything like that, what have you seen on film that teams have had success with?
Well, I mean, look, anytime you have a very aggressive defensive line like they've got, I mean, there's things there that you can go to, whether it's, you know, your draws or your screens or your, you know, this, that, and the other, the running game, you know, inside and outside. But you know, it's not like they don't know that, you know, they're very good at reading a lot of those things. So, you know, you watch them on film and you watch what they do when, in the keys that they get. I guess I imagine that they're keying on certain things that I'm not as aware of as other guys, but they read things very well, and they get off of blocks. And, you know, these guys, you know, they, if it's a a screen game. They have enough speed that they can get back there and cover guys down. So, you know, even with the, you know, their up the field aggressive nature, you know, they can play a lot of other things, the run and the screen, the draws and all that stuff as well. So we're just going to have to be very good and execute and, you know, obviously be very assignment oriented to be, you know, be successful.
How difficult is it to identify what's going on when you come out of the huddle in that they're not necessarily in that traditional 4-3, they'll load one side, Tuck will be in the middle, Tuck will be in the outside. How different is it for everybody to figure out what you're supposed to do when you break out of the huddle against a defense like that?
You know, there's going to be a lot of communication up front, and they do have guys that play multiple positions. They got some guys that will play every position across the front, and it's really going to be, you know, coming down to, you know, identifying who it is and where they're at and, you know, getting the blocking points accordingly. And when they do overload you, and there's a method to their madness on that stuff. And, you know, they're flying around, and it's not, you know, a lot of times it's not a straight rush. So, you know, everybody's just going to really have to be really good with their technique, and the communication, again, is going to be critical, and you're going to be able to ID them and then hopefully block them up.
It happened 4 years ago, but I'm wondering, how long did it take for you to get over that sick to the stomach feeling after losing Super Bowl 42 to those guys?
Did that happen?
Yeah, okay, so you're still not over it, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure what you're talking about.
We'll get you a DVD copy. You'll be able to watch it.
No. Please don't. I mean, it's probably not something that any of us want to watch again. It was tough, man. I mean, yeah. You don't ever want to be in that position, I'll tell you that much.
What'd you do after the game? Did you
threw up a couple?
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Did you come across any Giants? Did you go to? I remember you guys had a party. You had a party. You always have a Super Bowl party lined up, and you guys never had to go to a losing party. Did you go to it, or did you just go back to your hotel and say, "What the hell happened?"
I ran wind sprints for 2 days straight, man. Just trying to. I don't know what we did. I mean, it was just a horrible day and evening. And on top of that, then you can't put on any station anywhere. I don't care if you're in China or you're here in the U.S. Anywhere in the world, you're going to see, you know, that team celebrating, and it was difficult.
Well, in China, they were giving out the 19-0 shirts. So they actually think you won.
Well, you're seeing it all this week, too, Matt. Everywhere you go, you're seeing the picture of the ball hung up on Tyree's helmet. It's amazing. It's been 4 years, and yet they're treating it almost as if the game were played 2-3 weeks ago.
That's the right you get, you know, when you are a world champ. I mean, you can flaunt that forever, you know. Just ask the guys down in Miami from a long time ago.
Do any of the emotions of any of that, do you think, because the personnel is a lot different on both teams, does any of that carry over, or is that just media hype?
No. I mean, we've been out of that mode for so long now. This is just, you know, two teams with two good records and, you know, two really good systems and going at it, you know, and it's going to be a dogfight from start to finish, no doubt.
All right, big fella. Have a good one on Sunday. We'll talk to you back here next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.